Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So now we're many days into the Israel-Gaza war, basically, and the White House is still having trouble connecting the dots or saying that there's direct evidence that Iran is actually behind the Hamas operation, the slaughter that was perpetrated on the people of Israel. And, of course, Joe Biden is supposed to go now to Israel. Is that going to make a major difference in how Iran actually sees all of this and how it continues come after not only Israel, but, of course, even the United States in this instance? Of course, that could be in the offing. Folks, welcome to the program. Welcome again. Here we are. It's live Tuesday morning. We're glad to be live again here on the program. I'm your host, Kyle Warren, and this is the place for news and politics overnight in America. We're glad that you've joined us this morning. We're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station by way of AM 860 The Answer, of course, as actually this morning we're coming from Southern California, and we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course by a satellite up on the GCN network. By the way, if you'd like to pick up a live stream for the program, simply go to GCNlive.com. That's GCNlive.com, and you can listen to the program wherever you are. You can even listen on your phone. You can find the program anywhere, of course, simply by going to GCNlive.com. Now, to everybody working in the overnight across America, we want to give you a special shout out for everything that you're doing. We're glad that you're spending some time with us here this morning. And I want to let you know that a couple of things are changing behind the scenes of the program, as we've been telling you. So tonight we won't be taking live listener calls, but you're welcome to go over to my home website, my podcast website, of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and use the Send Kyle a Direct Message link, and you can send me a direct message that way during the broadcast. We'll see it, hopefully be able to comment on it. So if you have a question for me or a comment or a question for one of our guests later on in the program, simply head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com and leave me a direct message. We've already gotten several, and we sure appreciate it. I also want to just let you know that I really do appreciate these great messages of encouragement, positivity. It's really, really just means the world to me. And, of course, by the way, our call-in number is also going to be changing as we move through the week here. We're going to have more information on that for you the next day or so. But as I said, no worries. This is basically part of the evolution of the show, and we're excited. We're very excited to have you as part of it. And truly, the sky is the limit here as we go through the overnights in America. So once again, thanks for all the great messages. Thank you for sticking with us. It really, really does mean the world. So now, without further ado, let's start off with our first story of the morning. As I mentioned in the intro, you have Iran, of course, behind Hamas. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of Iran. There's no doubt about that. And the White House, though, doesn't seem to want to really acknowledge this. And I think for several reasons. The Iran nuclear deal, of course, would still be on the table as far as they're concerned. And they want to sort of pitch that to everybody as being something that, well, we really have to get this done. Because why? Because we're going to make the world safer. Well, my friends, I think it's really apparent that the world is not safer with Iran as it's presently constituted. Now, what to do about that? That is the 64, or maybe, shall we say, it's the $6 billion question of what exactly to do about Iran. But I think that the general idea of containing Iran, as was happening under the Trump administration, that this is the proper way to go, at least at this time. And even during the Trump administration, I think you had a lot more universal agreement about this. And by the way, the Iranian nuclear deal, as it was essentially set up with John Kerry and Barack Obama and now, of course, Joe Biden and so forth, that really didn't take care of anything having to do with conventional means of waging warfare. This is one of the reasons, my friends, why Saudi Arabia, I think, was more or less on board with trying to help contain Iran. And we get up to this point, and Saudi Arabia was willing to explore the normalization of relations with Israel, and it triggers off this whole big thing. Let's listen in here real briefly. This is Mike Pompeo. He was speaking on Sunday Morning Futures, and he had this to say about Iran and the White House really not wanting to sort of own up to this notion that Iran is behind this whole thing.
I think that's true. I think that's true for multiple reasons, that the risk is greater today than it was even 8 days ago, that we'll see escalation, in large part because the context that was set by the Biden administration creates an incredible conundrum. And when they can't simply acknowledge that this is Iran as the correct address to solve this problem. Second, we know that the Ayatollah has been planning this effort. I saw today reporting that Qasem Soleimani, the man that we actually took off the playing field, was involved in planning this operation back in 2019 and 2020. And yet the administration still says there's no direct evidence. I suppose they'd need a video of the Ayatollah actually pulling the trigger on a artillery round for them to admit there was direct evidence. We know who did this. This was Iran. The response must be against Iran, and this will continue, whether from the Houthis in Yemen or the Shia militias in Iraq or sleeper cells in Denver or Houston. This will continue to emanate. This terror will continue to emanate until Iran is put in its place. And that's the task that's in front of all of us. I'm confident Israel will do its part on the ground in Gaza Strip, but we've got to get this right at this moment.
Okay, so there you had former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And what he talked about, that was pretty foreboding, wasn't it? Sleeper cells in this country, having to deal with Iran. These should be our big priorities. Not necessarily militarily to start out with, but putting the blame where it's supposed to be. That, my friends, is, I think, what we need to be doing and expecting from this administration. Stay right there. We've got a lot more when we return.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, a little Billy Joel bringing us back in here into segment number two of hour one. And folks, this is the place for news and politics in the overnight all across America. Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you. Don't forget, you can go to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning. And as we were telling our listeners when we came in from the intro earlier, we were getting a few things settled behind the scenes. And as I said, it's really exciting. We're going to have a brand new phone number for the program. We're going to be able to take your calls live as we move through this week. We're still going to have our regular contributors on this morning, of course. So later on in hour number three, we'll talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Later on, we'll talk with U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we'll also be talking, that's in hour number four, by the way. And we'll also be talking with our good friend Chris Markel, the watchdog on Wall Street, in hour number three as well. So we have so much to talk about. I don't even know where to begin. See, that's one of the things about doing a program like this, is that there are so many things happening that it's almost hard to know exactly where to start. But I do believe, though, folks. Oh, and by the way, as well, don't forget, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter and get updates about the program and so forth, we're going to be doing a lot more activity on Twitter. You can follow me there at Kyle Warren Show. That's at Kyle Warren Show. And again, those are my home social media outlets if you'd like to follow and connect with me. All right. So as I said, one of the things I think that is very important to talk about this morning is here we go. This from Washington Examiner. The U.S. has picked roughly 2,000 troops to prepare for potential deployment to Israel, according to a report. The Department of Defense has reportedly selected roughly 2,000 troops for deployment due to the current tension in the Middle East. Well, yeah, as Israel attempts to destroy Hamas. The U.S. military has increased its posture in the Middle East to ensure any outsiders do not get involved in Israel's current conflict with Hamas and other Gaza-based terror groups following the unprecedented terrorist attacks earlier this month that claimed the lives of roughly 1,400 people, according to the latest estimates. Most recently, the 494th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron F-15E Strike Eagle aircraft arrived in the region this past weekend and augments the previous arrival of the Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group. So the very fact that we're even here, well, and I will say this, on the Monday morning edition, if I recall correctly, I did talk about this notion that, you know, there was a great question at the press briefing room talking about every single time that Americans have been killed by terrorists, there has been some kind of response from the commander in chief. And so maybe this percolated through. Maybe there were, and I know that they look at all the options. They pay people, at the White House and at these high levels to come up with these different options and to address them. But whether or not this president can do that, or will do that, I think is a very, very good question. So back to the article. Despite the U.S. military buildup in the Middle East, U.S. officials have repeatedly said they don't intend to have U.S. troops see combat, and they are currently there in an advisory role specifically focused on securing the release of the roughly 200 hostages being held in Gaza. U.S. officials have said Americans are among the hostages but don't know how many are among them, though it's suspected to be low. Now, this is going to correlate here real briefly. Let's listen to a quick soundbite. This from one of the Fox Sunday show, basically, Fox News Sunday, talking with John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesman, about the idea of not ruling out having troops sent into this conflict. Let's listen to what he had to say, and then we'll comment.
Our next guest, Senator Tom Cotton, has said Special Operations Forces should be there. They have an obligation to get Americans out, especially those we think may be being held hostage. Would we have U.S. boots on the ground for that or any other operation you can see?
So let me take this in chunks. There's no plans or intentions to put U.S. troops on the ground to fight in this fight between Israel and Hamas. We are actively trying to find out exactly where they are. I mean, Shannon, we don't even know how many exactly. We saw a small handful we know. But there could be more than we know. They could be in different groups. They could be moved around. I think you can understand. I hope everybody can understand that we're going to be careful about what we say publicly about our efforts to get those hostages home. Secretary Blinken's in the region right now, traveling around. This is high on his agenda. I can tell you we're working this literally by the hour. But we're not going to get ahead of where we are in terms of policy options since we don't have necessarily all the information we need to try to get them home. I will say last thing, and I promise I'll stop, is this is obviously high on the president's priority list. Nothing's more important to him than the safety and security of Americans that are held hostage overseas.
Okay,
and we're not gonna
stop right there. Okay, well, I'm glad that it is high priority. I suppose being high priority is in and of itself something we should just be rejoicing in. But I do think that the very reason why this happened, the very reason why Hamas had the audacity to come in and the confidence, maybe that's even a better word to use, the confidence to come into this situation and perpetrate this massacre, perpetrate this incursion, knowing full well that they would be committing the atrocities that they committed and knowing full well that Americans would be involved in it more than likely. Americans, people from other countries as well, and the whole point is to stop this before it would have ever started. And some of this sort of equivocating about, well, we don't know for sure about Iran, and we don't really know this. Well, if we head on over here to another report that I found earlier, well, Iran's foreign minister, folks, of course, evidently went to go visit. They went to go visit the Hamas leader in Qatar or Qatar. This from the Daily Wire. Iranian foreign minister flew to Qatar and met with Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, on Saturday night as war raged in the region following Hamas's terrorist attack against Israel last weekend. the Palestinian terrorist organization, which is backed by the Islamic Republic of Iran. See, everybody kind of knows this. This is a known thing. I mean, that in and of itself is not breaking news, but it is the basis, I think, of how we need to be responding to this. You know, is it that we go and nuke Tehran back into the Stone Age? I don't think that that's what's happening at this point. But it is something that if we don't focus on Iran, if we don't focus on the fact that they gave Hamas leave to do this, we're inviting other issues. I want to go back briefly to what former Secretary Pompeo said in the sound clip that we heard. And that was, you know, sleeper cells. And he mentioned places like Denver, where, by the way, you know, we get a lot of great callers from Denver. We hear from Aaron in Denver all the time. You know, it's terrible to think about American cities where your friends are, where your family is, where something like this could happen, the next terror incident that sleeper cells are simply plotting and planning. And they could be doing it literally right under our noses, the same as what happened, of what we just saw with Hamas in Israel, the same as what we saw happen on 9/11. And in fact, I think I was talking with Frank Salvato for the Monday edition, where I mentioned, you know, you have these terrorists, right, these Al-Qaeda terrorists, and they came to this country and they lived among Americans. They lived in the society that we have. They saw free people going around and doing what they do every day. You know, no fear of reprisal and so forth, just living their lives in a free and open society. And yet they did not skip a beat in order to get up that morning of September 11th, 2001, and conduct the operation that they had trained for, that they had planned for. Well, folks, make no mistake that this operation that happened in Israel with Hamas, that was meticulously planned. That was put together by people who not only hate the Jews in Israel, but they hate the Americans in America. And it's not an ethnic thing, it's not a racial thing in that sense. They don't like the idea that we represent. They don't like freedom. They don't like those things. And they're hell-bent to destroy it. And they start with you and me. This is a very, very serious thing indeed. Folks, we've got a lot more to talk about. On the other side of the break, we're going to pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this and the other news of the day, so stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. In response to the ongoing conflict, the U.S. is arranging for a cruise ship to transport Americans out of Israel. The warship belonging to Royal Caribbean has a capacity of up to 2,500 passengers. Those on board will be transported to the island nation of Cyprus. Texas Governor Abbott is pressuring state lawmakers to pass a plan that would allow parents to use their tax dollars to send their kids to private schools. He says it's a way to stop the woke agenda.
Our schools are for education, not indoctrination.
Speaking at a rally in front of a group of school choice advocates, the governor says that the plan also helps parents escape a situation where their children are being bullied. LinkedIn is set to let go of around 700 employees, primarily affecting the engineering department with additional reductions in finance and human resources. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
A little Bob Seger bringing us back in here on the live Tuesday morning edition of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. A great pleasure to be with you. And we're not being able to take your live calls this morning, as we've been talking about. We're rearranging a few things behind the scenes of the program. And did I say I was excited? Because I am excited about it very, very much. And we're retooling a few things, and we're going to be able to bring you this program in a much better fashion, at least technically, logistically, and so we're really happy about that. So for right now, I want you to head over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. Click on the link that says send Kyle a direct message, and you can send me a direct message if you want to let me know about what you think, what we're talking about here. And oh, by the way, if you'd like to suggest a song for our Trucker Report, which will be upcoming here in the following segment, we'd love to hear from you as well, because we had Trucker Ron suggest a song the other night. We had Linda in Pinellas County, and she suggested Eddie Rabbit's Driving My Life Away. And so if you have a great idea for a great song, because, again, if you're new to the program, one of the most fun things we get to do on this show is we get to ride along with our trucker friends out there across the highways and byways of the land, our traveling friends. And, of course, if you're working in the overnights, we get to be right there with you wherever you are. And when it gets to be the middle of the night and you're working or you're driving or you're delivering, whatever it is that you're doing, it's our job, it's our privilege, it's our solemn promise, right, to wake you up and to make sure that we're all kind of going through the overnight hours together, which is one of the best parts of this program that I could ever think of. So tonight, we've got a great song, by the way, for the first Trucker Highway and Byway Report, and hour number two, we've got a great one picked as well, but that's all subject to change, because if I get a great request between now and then. So I'll change. We're going to change on the fly if we have to here. All right. So once again, welcome back. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's at Kyle Warren Show as well. And, oh, I also want to give a quick shout out to Janet, also to Rich in Lutz, and also to Diane, who had chimed in previously. For the direct messaging, thank you for your comments. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your for listening to the program. We really, really do appreciate it, because this is all about you, the listeners. No doubt about that. All right. Let's take a look here really quick, because earlier I wanted to look at some of these polls that are coming out. This is quite interesting. From Rasmussen Reports, by 26-point margin, more voters think the relationship between Israel and the United States has worsened under President Joe Biden. Well, I don't doubt it. I really don't doubt it. It's so sad that for some odd reason, the Democrat Party elite have really sort of tried to distance themselves from Israel. A lot of that is because they don't like the prime minister, they don't like the government per se, and they have distanced themselves. But in the long run, in the big picture of it all, the United States government, whomever the president might be, of whatever party that president is from, really should be staunchly supporting Israel, because of exactly what we just saw happen. So I'm not surprised by this poll at all. It's the National Telephone Online Survey. Survey, 43% of likely U.S. voters believe America's relations with Israel have gotten worse since Biden took office, virtually unchanged since July, while 17% think the U.S. relationship has gotten better. I'm worried, my friends, about this 17% of people out there who think that things have actually really improved. Now, Israel has had its own sort of political upheavals, as we've seen over the past several months, having to do specifically with the trying to retool the Supreme Court in Israel and how the decisions can be upended and are modified in some way by the government. So that is something, and we've talked about that, but I remember when that happened, and I discussed it a little bit. But and this is a significant thing, that a lot of that is family talk inside Israel. And I think people have opinions about it. They can look at it and they can make a judgment call on it. But that really does come down to family talk of our friend, right? Because our friend is always subject to being brutally attacked by terrorist groups. And so if you want to distance yourself from Israel, if you want to make it look like, well, we're not really as close as we were because we don't like some of these other political things that are happening in Israel, or we just don't like Netanyahu and this is the Democrat way now. Well, it simply lays the basis to have a much more difficult time to respond to this. And I'm just very, very concerned about that. So 17% think everything's gotten better, really. 29% say U.S.-Israel relations are about the same. 11% are not sure. So I don't know why they're not sure. I think we have time right before we head to the break to listen to Bill Maher address this notion that is happening out there. And some of this conversation, we're just going to hear a brief audio clip, but it was sort of preceded with the idea that, you know, Israel is somehow colonizers. These are terms that we hear on a lot of college campuses. College campuses aren't inherently bad. When I was at college, I heard a lot of crazy things. I had some professors too, by the way, who I thought said some crazy things. I actually had a professor once who said something that, you know, was incredibly offensive. And it was not, it just kind of kept going. but you meet all kinds, right? You meet all kinds of opinions, and you can find ways to counter those things. It didn't cause me to have to change my mind about a lot of things that I believe to be true, but it did give me a much better ability, I think, to deal with some crazy things that people say from time to time. So this was all preceded by the idea of their Israelis were colonizing and this kind of thing. Let's listen into this brief exchange with Bill Maher. And again, I don't agree with everything Bill Maher says, but I think that in this particular case, again, we had a quote from him on yesterday's program. I think it's important that we at least have these discussions. And when you bring out things that may be uncomfortable to the left because somebody's sort of questioning, you know, well, what's the foundation of this? Why are you even saying this? Because it just sounds like you're trying to sort of apply sort of social justice warrior terminology to this thing so that you can do what? So you can have a protest? Okay, let's all that to say, let's listen in.
Let's talk about the history. Yeah. Because history and language matter. And there's a lot of words that get thrown around. Again, I think it's because these kids, they don't know anything. They learn it from Instagram.
Yeah.
Or they're in, or the colleges. They are indoctrinated in these colleges. It's true. In these elite colleges, they put out a bunch of America-hating, ahistorical hysterics.
Listen, I would say college students have been saying dumb, edgy things since they were college students.
Not like this. Not like this. They never did this. They never took the side of the mass murderers right after it happened. Okay? It would be as if they were, after the My Lai massacre. They weren't like, oh, yeah. Well, good. Lieutenant Callie, we love him.
Yeah.
Colonizers. Okay, this is, again, this has become like in the media, we just call the Israelis colonizers. It's not a colonizing.
No.
But, okay, colonizer is when one country that had nothing to do with another country, like the British or the Dutch in South Africa, marched in with an army and took over a place that they had no connection to. Israel has quite a connection to Israel.
Jews are the...
Israel has quite a connection to Israel. That's right. it's almost... I don't know. Is it just oversimplifying? I don't think so. I think he went on to say, hey, King David was there in Jerusalem, almost 3,000 years ago, or probably more like, 2,000 or so. Let's see. Looking back in the historical archive here. Yeah, that's probably more like it, about 3,000. But nevertheless, these terms are being thrown out there to do what? To get you to form some kind of opinion about it, which, isn't really backed up by the facts. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to see on the other side of the break, there is so much more to talk about. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Third Watch.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm just going to make a prediction, okay? I'm just going to make a prediction that nobody but nobody everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the special edition, this Monday edition of the program. And again, if you'd like to send me a direct message, you can do so by going to my home website, my podcast website of kylewarrenshow.com. There you have the link to send Kyle a direct message. You can send me a message. We'll talk about it on the next program. And of course, if you're just tuning in, we're doing some logistical changes behind the scenes of the program, so we're not able to take your calls this morning, but we're getting that squared away in short order. But in the time being, you can go to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a message. And I'd be delighted to hear.
darling. Please stay home at night. I think she said she was pretending like she knew the plan. And I knew she was pretending.
These Clapton songs that if I bring them out here on the program, you can only go, oh, yeah, I remember that one. That was a really cool one. And Eric Clapton just consistently put out great records and still does and still plays great and everything. But there's a lot of these sort of sleeper songs that he had. You know, and especially, you know, songs like this. There's another song I think he's got, My Father's, talks about My Father's Eyes. I think that's a really great Eric Clapton song. Forever Man, stuff like that. We just don't hear a lot. And it kind of gets, I don't want to say lost to history, but, you know, it just kind of gets out of the, gets out of sight, out of mind. But Eric Clapton had these great songs. And so we're glad to be able to bring you one or two of them here as we move through the overnight hours here on the program. Welcome back, everybody. Again, Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, if you want to go over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, you can send me a direct message. We'll see it here. We can comment on it, and we hope that you can do that. And let's see here. Let's take a look here real quick now for our drivers and for our travelers out there this morning. Things are looking pretty good. We've got a pretty quiet map overall, but we're going to start up in the great state of Montana, Big Sky Country. This is going to be starting north of Missoula and pretty much stick to the northern half of Montana, except between, say, Bozeman and Billings, where a high wind warning is going to persist there up near Big Timber, okay, if you're coming along I-90. So you have that happening there. But mostly in the northern part of Montana, even up near Glasgow, that's U.S. Highway 2, you're going to have this high wind warnings and so forth happening up there. Then as you head on up towards Kalispell, again, this is north of our friends there in Missoula, you're going to have the wind advisory happening up there. So you definitely want to be aware of that. High winds also for our friends in Cheyenne, Wyoming. This time of year, folks, we continue to see the high wind warnings almost every night on the program, or every morning here on the program. So, but we do always call them out to you because we want you to be aware of that. If you have a high profile vehicle heading through Cheyenne, say heading up I-80, towards, Laramie, if you're heading up towards Elk Mountain, you just want to be aware of that because those high profile vehicles, namely our friends driving the semi trucks, you want to be aware that there could be west winds 25 to 45 miles an hour, gusts up to 60 miles an hour possible. So that's nothing to sneeze at when you're heading down the road. You get a little bit of a break pretty much from Laramie on up as you continue on up I-80, and then you're going to start that up again. Let's see here, about just a few miles north of Laramie, basically, and you're going to head up through Elk Mountain, and as you head on out, not quite to Rollins, so you definitely are going to be having some of those high winds there. So be careful. In the the north part of the country, we continue to see a frost advisory. This is going to be mostly in Wisconsin. It's going to head on down from about Marionette over, not quite over to Eau Claire, but down towards Madison and Janesville and over to Sheboygan there on the border, on the shore, rather, of the lake. So you've got that happening. You've got a frost advisory going on there. Frost advisory also for our friends in Kansas. This is going to be just a little bit west of Kansas City, down towards Fort Scott, and then down into the northern part of Oklahoma, Bartlesville, for one, and then down through Tulsa, Oklahoma. You've got a frost advisory going on there. Low temperatures between 33 and 36 could result in frost formation. Now, let's see here, as we continue to take a look, we also are looking at for our friends over in Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. Let's take a look real quick here at the precipitation that's happening there. And I think we're going to see it maybe start to return for Portland, maybe Sunday. So you got several days of what looks like partly cloudy skies, and over the weekend, there was just a lot of rain in that area. But this morning, it's not quite as much as we saw over the weekend, but if you're northeast of Everett, Washington, you're going to have rain, but also snow up in the higher elevations. We're seeing snow on the radar now. Moscow, Washington, let's see here. Check that. Moscow, Idaho, you've got rain in that area right now. You've also got rain up north of Coeur d'Alene, and that's going to be up through Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry. Lots and lots of rain covering that northern part of Idaho this morning, so be careful. As I mentioned, Missoula earlier, in context of some of that wind advisory, we still have rain that's north of Missoula, north of Seeley Lake, this again in Montana. But down for our friends in Stevensville, you've got some rain out to your northwest this morning. If you're in Hamilton, you got rain to your west, so it's probably going to be moving that direction. So if you're trucking through there, if you're traveling through that area, that's what we're seeing. We're not seeing a whole lot of other precipitation on the radar map right now, which is good. So having a quiet map, more or less, for our truckers and travelers and for everybody out there working across the country, the highways and byways, that's a pretty good report. So we're glad to be able to bring you that one this morning. But there will be times as we start heading into this winter time, it's going to start getting a lot more. We'll be talking real fast trying to get it all in. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. We'll see you on the other side of the top of the hour news.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.